Your brain is your most powerful muscle. I built this podcast to help strengthen it and focus it on the gains that will unlock the life, success, future you desire and ultimately deserve.
What is going on, Viking crew? Pumped you here for another episode. What we're going to be talking about today is okay, really okay? I think so often our standards have just really altered throughout our whole society. Where people will just constantly be saying you're okay, right? Because in most cases, people don't really care. They don't really care how you are actually doing, right? Like you ask, like, how are you doing today? And people are like, oh, I'm doing great, doing fine, doing okay. And people are like, perfect. And it's just like almost like a pleasantry where it's like we've come so numb to it of actually telling people how we are. And then we start lying to ourselves in the exact same vein because we're so used to just telling everybody we're okay when we're not really okay. And I mean, we just finished up Men's Mental Health Month. And, you know, I know so many men that just go along saying that they're okay, they're okay, they're okay. And they're really not. And so same goes for women. Like they're just saying they're okay. And they're just trying to get by every single day. It's like, if I could just survive till tomorrow, it will be okay. But the problem with all that mentality behind it, like that whole, if I just survive till tomorrow, everything will be okay. Or just, you know, putting on the facade of saying like, it is okay, I'm okay, and it's okay to be okay. It's not okay. And if you're just surviving, what's really going to change tomorrow? And if all the standard is to be okay, when you're really dying inside, and you're really just like going more into debt every single day, and you're getting more and more unhappy every single day, and the things that you want in life, you're not pushing towards them, and you're just settling, well, that's not okay. Like to live that kind of life is just not okay. Like you weren't meant for that kind of life. I'm sure when you're a young person and you were like 8 years old with all the hope and aspirations in this world, if you told that version of you this is what you're going to amount to, somebody that's going into debt every single month, that somebody that's unhappy, that's settled for what they were given in life and just tries to survive from one day after another, do you think that person would be disappointed in you? I would say, yeah. Like I remember when I was a little person, I wanted to be a hockey player like every Canadian kid, Canadian boy. I all wanted to be hockey players when I was growing up. And it's so funny. Put so much time, effort, energy in doing it. And that was the hope and dream to be, you know, rich and famous. And the only difference between that and like the people that actually made it and people that weren't was just like they had that clear pathway where I didn't have a clear pathway. I wanted that, but I didn't work towards it, right? Like I didn't work towards being a hockey player every single day. I didn't put the hours in to practice. You know, I'd practice a few times a week and everything like that, shoot pucks, but I wasn't doing it to get better. I was just doing it to have fun, right? And that's part of being a kid. But if we're just living life in that kind of capacity just to do whatever willy-nilly, right? Jumping from branch to branch. Sorry, I love that line. Then you're never really going to improve your station, your situation, right? And if you look back at that kid and you say, this is all that you're meant to do, and you close your eyes and you picture you when you're a kid, like, how does that feel? Like, if at 30 years old, I did that, and I was like sick to my stomach because I was like, I always wanted to be an amazing dad. I knew like in my teenage years, like I went from being wanting to be a hockey player to just wanting to be a good dad. And I had my own little things going on because of family life and everything like that. And I was just like, I just want to be a good dad when I grew up. And I was kind of thrust into like a father figure role for some kids. And I was just like, you know what? I just want to be a good dad. And when I was at 30 and I looked at my life and I was like, I'm not being a good dad because it's good dad shows up. Good dad's there for their kids. And I wasn't there for my kids. I was working too many hours. When I was home, I was just so defeated. I was a shell of myself and just so unhappy, right? So what I'm trying to say by all of this type of stuff is, do you think your young version of yourself would be super pumped with who you've become, would be so inspired by who you've become that they would be overjoyed? Or would they be disappointed? And if they're disappointed, Do you think that you're okay and your struggle is still okay? Do you think the effort that you're putting in is still okay? If it's the best you got, that's the best you got. But I think that is just a narrative that you're telling yourself. So you're not excusing the poor performance or the low standards that you actually have. So I believe that you're meant for more. I knew I was meant for more. And every single day I strive for more and strive to be the best father I possibly can and the best mentor now that I possibly can to all the people that I mentor online to provide them with an opportunity that forever will change their life like it changed mine. So ask yourself, picture it, picture that little version of yourself and start having a conversation with them. See if they're proud of you. And if they're not, you know that you can do better. You know that you're meant for more, and you know you can dig a lot deeper. Anyways, I hope this inspires you to live your best day, to live your best life ever. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Peace. Thanks for tuning into another episode of Business Brain Power. If you got any value from this episode, the best way to say thank you is just leaving a review or sharing it on one of your socials and tagging me in it. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss another episode.